Thank you for joining us. And now we want to talk to you about our God-centered concept discipleship series that we have been promoting for a very long time on this show. Here is the book, Victory in Seven by T.S. Wright, the God-centered concept discipleship series that teaches you what real discipleship looks like. This first book will simply get into the foundational process. Make sure you go to Amazon.com and order your copy right now.
Welcome to the show that combines biblical truth, discipleship, and the calling of spreading revival. Now your host, T.S. Wright.
Welcome, everyone, to the Kingdom Crossroads. And I'm your host, T.S. Wright. And I am so glad you could join us today. If you haven't already, make sure you hit that follow, subscribe button, and give us a like, as that always helps to continue to bring you the content that we all, that you guys all love, and we feel so blessed to be able to share with you. So, today we have got a gentleman on the show that actually has a podcast himself, and he has interviewed me, all right? And I've been on there, and I'm going to actually be on there again when we start promoting the book, which you guys will hear all about here in about a week, as we're going to just have a live show, just nothing about that. But I want you to listen to this guy. He has a compelling story. I love his testimony. Him and I have spoke off the air before, and not just on the air on his podcast, but I've spoke off the air with him. And I want you to just sit back, relax, and enjoy this for the next 20, 25 minutes. So without further ado, Mark Osborne is on the show. Mark, welcome to the show.
T.S., thank you for having me.
All right. Well, Mark, here's what we're going to do. We're just going to kick it off to our audience here. And what we're going to do is have you just talk about your journey, talk about how God has really guided you and your story, and just share that with our audience.
Okay. Well, my story has a couple of different parts, and I'm going to start with kind of where the beginning of the podcast started. When I was 48 years old, I was in a man's body, but I didn't consider myself a man. I acted more like a child. I had two children. Now, when it came to raising my kids, I did my best to lead them and teach them the right way. And then once my kids were out of the house, because when my kids were born and as I was teaching them and leading them, I always maintained that scripture, you know, raise your children up in the way they should go. Once they were out of the house, I had lost my sense of purpose, because my purpose as a father was to raise my children in the way of the Lord. And then probably about a year after my youngest daughter moved out and got married, I was an empty nester. I had let my health go. I really wasn't close to God. I went to church, did all the churchy things, and I had a distant relationship with Christ, not a close relationship with Christ. And one morning on my 48th birthday, I would get up every morning, sit in front of the TV, eat my Captain Crunch. Like, I had a routine of just eating Captain Crunch every morning and watching TV. And it's my 48th birthday, and I'm like, God, why aren't I happy? And I didn't hear an answer. So I just got up and went to work. We didn't really have any plans going on for my birthday. As I was driving to work, I was remembering a time when I was in my mid-30s where my health had struggled, and I started getting into fitness a little bit. And for 8 months, I was a kind of guy who I'm all in. Once I'm into something, I get completely into it, and I kind of forget about everything else that's going on in my life. And while that was happening, so when I was 38, I started getting into fitness, and I had lost a little bit of weight. I was feeling good about myself, feeling more confident. As I'm driving to work that morning on my 48th birthday, I remembered that time. And I'm like, well, if I'm not happy, what I need to do is get myself back into shape, and then I can be happy again. It was the wrong I do believe God told me it was time to level up in my fitness. But I took it, because I wasn't close to God, I took it to the wrong place. I went crazy. I started working out 6 days a week, running 4 or 5 days a week. I went from eating whatever I wanted to, not paying attention to my diet at all, to actually 1,500 calories a day. Started drinking protein shakes and eating chicken and doing all the things that fitness guys do. And within a year, I had lost 60 pounds, gained a bunch of muscle. I went from having a hard time walking up 4 flights of stairs to running a half marathon within a year. What I learned in that time was self-absorption. During that time, like, I was like, okay, what do I got to do to better myself? So I started seeking self-help, which I kind of like my podcast has the, I never like to say this when people ask me, well, what's your podcast about? It's for Christian men. It has the mind of, like, not the mind, but the concept of self-development. But I hate the term self-development because Christ says we need to die to ourselves. During that year journey, well, it was actually a 5-year journey, but during that first year, I had lost sight of everything other than my fitness. I got to the point to where I'm like, I'm going to start a fitness business, started a thing on Instagram. At the same time, I was neglecting my relationship with God, neglecting my relationship with my wife. And can you hear me all right? Okay. Yeah. Neglecting my relationship with my wife. And started getting DMs from people, women on Instagram. And that led me to a place in my marriage where, like, 5 years later, 5 years from my 48th birthday, right after COVID, my wife and I had to make a decision. It was, we're going to fix this or I'm going to leave. And I made the decision to stay. And I was like, okay, I got to stop focusing on myself. And I turned to God. I started developing a relationship with God. All the things that I had learned in that 5-year journey of self-development and fitness and everything, and how to discipline myself, which was very important. I needed to learn those things. I just learned them the wrong way. During that whole time, I was like, I got to put systems in place, rhythms in place, so I can develop a true relationship with God. I stayed disciplined with my fitness, but I stopped making it the main focus. I started focusing on God. What I would do during that 5-year time is I would get up in the morning, go to the gym right away, take care of myself. Now I wake up in the morning and I spend time with God. I do the gym 3 or 4 days a week, you know, and I spend time with God first. And then all throughout the day, I'm connected to God. So during that time, as I'm starting to develop this relationship with God, I started thinking about myself at 48 years old. There would have been a podcast out there. There were podcasts out there, fitness podcasts, self-development podcasts. There weren't a lot of Christian podcasts at that time. At least I couldn't find them. If there would have been a podcast out there that was trying to reach a man like me, I may not have taken that wrong road for those 5 years. So that led me to starting my own podcast. And when I first felt this call to start a podcast, I am not a guy. I wasn't a guy who likes to talk a lot. I played rhythm guitar in the worship team because it's a support. It's not up front. I can play other instruments, but I didn't want to because that makes me stand out. I didn't want to stand out. And now I have God telling me to start a podcast. So I'm going to have to be on video, on a microphone, talking, meeting other people when I'm introverted, quiet, and shy. I was like, I'm not the guy for this, but I can administrate. I'll find somebody else to do it. and I'll help them right along the way. And it God just kept telling me, no, it's you. You got to be the guy to do it. So here I am starting my own podcast. I've been doing it about a year and a half now. And, you know, I have guys like you on to try to help guys like me when I was 48 years old to be a better man, to level up, to go from lukewarm to on fire, from shame to victory. I cannot hear you. Hold on a second.
The power
Sorry.
Of testimony.
There we go.
Is so important. And it doesn't matter if you're extroverted, introverted, what your disposition is, what your feel for the world is, what your perspective is. God wants to use your story for his glory. And much of that is that it's not only for his glory, but part of it, actually it is for his glory, but what it is a part of his glory is to reach other people. And so I promise you, there's always people out there, and I'm just telling the audience this right now, and in relationship to Mark's story, is there's always people out there that have certain people that they just relate to. We all relate to some people, and nobody relates to everybody. That's just impossible. It's just not, it's not going to happen. But God is going to take that testimony, and he's going to use it for his glory to reach other people, to bring more people into his glory. Remember that. And I think that's so important. And Mark shares that here with you guys. This is a guy that was an introvert. This is a guy that had pursued the right things in the wrong way and found the truth in the process. Well, that brings God glory, because guess what? He eventually found it. He found the road. He eventually got led to it. And you know, how many of us have those type of stories out there that you're not sharing? Even if you don't have to be, guys, you don't have to be on a podcast. You don't have to be out there with a megaphone on the street corner. But I promise you, there are people around you that need to hear your story, and they need to have the gospel shared with them. And it is not up to your pastor to do that. It is up to you. Our discipleship plans, everything that we talk about, everything that we promote on this show, everything that you hear see promoted on our website, everything we do is all about equipping you to do that. And Mark is doing that right here. He's equipping you. He's showing you that this is possible if you just surrender to God and listen to him. So Mark, Amen. Talk a little bit about your dad, because you brought that up before, right before the show, and just the impact that he's had on you. And I kind of wanted to hear that a little bit. I wanted to mix that in. I could tell for you, that was a big thing, and how he's worked in your life. So you know what? Share that with our audience here.
Okay. Well, if I go back to the beginning of my story.
Yeah.
When I discovered my faith way before I started the podcast, I was 14.
Sure.
So the way we grew up, my mom and dad, my dad was not a Christian. My mom, when I was very young, she would go to church for a while, and my dad would come with her once in a while. I don't remember this, but I was told when I was about 3 years old, my dad came to church with her once, and there was an altar call. My dad felt the conviction to go up and give his life to the Lord.
Amen.
And he didn't. He walked away from it. Never came back to church. During that time, my mom, you know, this is part of like why I have a podcast for men, because it's so much harder for a wife, a woman, to stay in church when the husband isn't there leading you know, being a man of God and trying to lead the family the right way, which my dad led the family, but he wasn't a Christian, so he did it in a different way. Throughout that time, my mom ended up backsliding, not going to church anymore, started living the way my dad was living. They both became alcoholics and drank a lot. And as kids, we saw a lot of partying. Then when I was about 14 years old, my mom and dad had this moment where it was like, we got to decide, are we moving forward? Are we separating? My mom's like, I'm going back to church. I would love it if you would come with me. You don't have to give your life to Jesus, but I would just love it if you just came to church with me. And my dad, you know, being a man of integrity, even though he was drinking and not living for the Lord, he decided, all right, I'll go to church with you. He came to church with her for about a week. And there was an altar call. And he felt that conviction again. But he almost walked away again. So there was an altar call. I remember sitting at the seat watching all this happen. My dad started going towards the door. His jacket was half on. And there was a lady singing, playing the guitar. This was an old country Pentecostal church. This lady didn't know my dad. She said, "You felt this call 20 years ago. If you walk out that door, you might not feel it again." My dad went running to the altar with his jacket half on and fell on his knees and prayed.
Amen.
When he gave his life to the Lord, this is how I came to the Lord, because I had seen my dad, great guy, but you know, when he would drink, he would get a little bit more aggressive. He was doing a lot of partying and different things at that time. Didn't smile a whole lot. Didn't joke with us a whole lot. The next day, all the alcohol in the house was gone. He threw it all out.
Wow.
I woke up in the morning. He had a Bible in front of him. He's reading the Bible. Gives me a big hug. Hugged my brother and my sister. Laughing and joking with us. Made us breakfast. Then within that week, all the friends that he had that he partied with and stuff, he was talking to them about Jesus and reading the Bible to them. So I saw a complete turnaround in that man in one day. And I watched it for a week. I didn't know Jesus at the time, but I saw it in my mom and I saw it in my dad. A week later, there was another altar call, and that's when I gave my life to Jesus, because what I saw in my dad, that was real.
Amen.
The history of my family from my father's side, it's a long line of alcoholics. We have good genetics, like, you know, a lot of them lived a long life, but there was a history of alcoholism. If my dad hadn't turned his life around at that moment, I don't know if I would have followed his same path. I don't know if my brother would have followed his same path. My dad, by making that decision to turn to Jesus, changed an entire family legacy. Because now I have two kids that love the Lord and are serving in the church. My brother and sister have kids that love the Lord and serving in church. My brother's oldest son is a youth pastor in Kentucky. And in his church right now, there's a revival going on among the youth. As of last Easter, if I remember right, it was like 56 kids came to know the Lord.
Amen.
All that happened from my dad's decision that day at that door to run to the altar rather than walking out.
That's an amazing story. That lady saying that out loud is, to him, that is a calling through the Holy Spirit. No doubt about it. And think about that calling and what all that led to. Just that one time.
Yeah.
That one time. That is, I love that. I love that testimony. So Mark, share a little bit about, go ahead.
I was just going to say, so what I encourage guys to do now on my podcast and when I meet with them, because I am meeting with guys one-on-one now and discipling them, is every decision you make, you know, I go through the book of Proverbs quite a lot. And Proverbs really teaches a lot of thinking before you act and following the leading of the Holy Spirit. The scripture that comes to mind, I think it's 16:9, as a man plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps.
Amen.
But you still have that free will. Are you letting the Lord direct your steps? Or are you making the decision to walk away? And I often use my dad's story because a lot of men talk about legacy. They want to leave a legacy. If you're leaving a legacy, you're building that right now. That's not happens after you pass on. It's what you're doing right now. Every decision you make, how you talk to your kids, how you spend time with your wife, how you're taking care of yourself so you can be there for your family. All that matters on the decisions, and your decisions before you make a decision. And I just talked about this the other day in a class on Jonah. What Jonah didn't do was count the cost.
Yep.
He took a boat ride 2,500 miles away when he could have gone 500 miles, which I'm sure the fare was a lot more money to try to drive 20. He didn't count the cost of the men in the boat. Before you make a decision, count the cost and listen to the Holy Spirit. The world will tell you, you know, do the right thing. Follow the self-development. Make decisions. But when you try to discipline yourself because of the Holy Spirit, because of what God is telling you to do, it's so much easier. You don't have to cowboy up and just do it because it's the right thing to do. When you have the Holy Spirit leading you,
cowboy up.
Then, yeah. I mean, there is a point where you got to make that decision. But when you are led by the Holy Spirit, it just becomes easier.
Amen. Amen. It's funny talking about the, you know, where's that moment of decision? Where's that moment of conversion? Where's that moment that we're going to turn ourselves over to the obedience of the Lord? And, you know, I'm guessing everybody here in the audience listening right now is you starting to think back to your own time when that happened. And yeah. I know that's what I just thought about after you spoken about that. And I'm sitting in a dorm room and I'm 19 years old and I'm sitting there going, Lord, I just don't want to do this anymore like this. I want you to do it. That's it. I didn't pray the sinner's prayer. That's all I said. And the Lord came in and it was salvation for me, brother. I mean, that's it. That's what turned the tide. And
amen.
Man, things started changing through my life. And within about 3 years, I had really walked away from some of the bad stuff that I had been doing. I mean, I wasn't doing things that were horribly wrong or illegal, but there was just some things I was doing that just weren't good. And I needed to walk away from that stuff. And that's what happened for me. So it happened right there in my dorm room. Guy that was doing our discipleship group, the group had kind of broken up and it was just him and me doing one-on-ones each week. And after that happened, I called him back. I called him a couple hours later and we ended up meeting for supper and we sat and talked for 3 hours.
Wow.
And then I just had this unquenchable thirst and hunger for the Word of God. I couldn't put it down.
Amen.
And that's subsided a few times, but I've always come back to the Lord and I can still taste that hunger for the Word.
Yeah.
For knowing more and just wanting more.
Amen.
So, Mark, talk real quick. Just give us a real quick picture of your podcast. I know you've talked a little bit about it and some of the things that you do and tell us where you can find that stuff.
Okay. Yeah. I haven't done a lot of solo episodes lately, but I've had powerful men like you on, and I just have a lot of guys on that talk about how men can level up and become better kingdom leaders, people, better fathers, better husbands, better community leaders. That's something that I'm working on building in the next year. You know, we're in November right now. Coming next year, I'm going to start trying to build a community, because the reason it's called the Valiant Forge is it's like a forge shop. Sometimes soldiers get weary, swords get banged up and bruised, and they have to be reforged. Iron sharpens iron. Again, Proverbs, I think it's 37. Proverbs, I don't remember the exact reference, but Proverbs, as iron sharpens iron. That's why I have conversations with other men. Because as we're talking, people are listening. They're like, man, I can apply that to my life. So that's what my podcast is all about.
Amen.
I do have a YouTube channel as well where coming now, I'm going to be doing just some 10-minute solo episodes just on YouTube. So you can look that up on YouTube. And, you know, I'm just going to continue. I'm following the will of God. I've tried to follow the Holy Spirit. each podcast that I put out, what I'm going to say before I introduce the guest. That's all Holy Spirit led. What I'm doing next, I pray before every podcast. I pray before I put it out. You know, so you asked me to do a quick thing. What I do is follow the Lord.
Amen.
I would have never started a podcast on my own because it is a lot of work. I still have a full-time job. I'm still ministering in my church. I have 3 grandkids and, you know, a wife to take care of. So it's all work, but it's fantastic because when you start doing things for God, he just rewards you for it.
Amen. Amen. And so here's what I want to do. I just, you know, I'm going to put all this in the show notes. And guys, I just, you know, jump over in Mark's podcast, listen to a couple of men he's interviewed. You can listen to me. He has me on there. I'm going to be back on it again when we're going to promo our books and stuff. And, you know, I'm sure sometime in 2026, I'm going to reel him back on the show and maybe we might actually just have a topic we cover. So I'll be setting the hook and pulling him back in for that. But so, anyway, I just want to say thank you all to being a part of the Kingdom Crossroads podcast. And thank you for all your support. And again, hit that subscribe and like button if you haven't already done so. And make sure you help us to continue to bring this great content that you guys love and that we feel so blessed to share with you. On behalf of myself and Mark, I just want to say this, like I say every single time. Now go forth in total surrender to the one who owns and reigns over all creation and let the great harvest begin.